Good morning. It is 7:33 and you're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Linda.
And joining us, as he does every Tuesday, is Brad Graber. He's a senior financial advisor. He's also created an Investing in Truth website, investingintruth.com. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you here with us this morning. You know, we're just around the corner from Christmas, but a lot of folks are looking ahead to New Year's Day as well, Brad, when we tend to, well, yes, we make those New Year's resolutions, whether we stick with them or not. And one of them, I think a lot of times, one of the more popular ones has to do with better money management. Wanted to talk a little bit this morning about a good budget plan. You know, the whole word budget sometimes can bring up a negative feeling.
Yeah, I think there's probably as many failed budgets as there are failed diets for people.
Sounds like it. Yeah, definitely sounds like that for sure. One of the two most popular ones. So when we look at a budget, and some people like to call it a good spending plan, because I think we all want financial freedom, where do we even start?
Well, I think the first myth we have to blow up is that it doesn't have to be hard. And I always like to start people off with, let's deal with reality first. And the first thing we really ought to do is just track and understand where every penny we're spending is going. And it can really be that simple. And just like a diet, if we track what we're eating, we tend to eat less. If we track what we're spending, a lot of times we're going to discover where we're wasting our money, and we'll stop spending before we would have otherwise.
You know, I took a look at my checkbook not long ago, Brad, and I've really started trying to make some changes, because I think if we're not careful, it's not that we're setting out to be irresponsible, but it's a convenience thing. I'm just going to go ahead and use my debit card to get this, or I'm going to get that. And the next thing you know, you've spent just ridiculous amounts of money on things that you didn't really have to if you had just planned better elsewhere in your life to take care of those things.
But I do appreciate the gifts you got me, Kel. Thank you.
You're welcome, Linda. Anyway,
you're exactly right, though. Just a lack of knowledge of where your money's going or how much you're spending is automatically going to cause you to spend more. And that's why people tend to spend more when they use credit cards, because they're not confronted with a bank balance. And at the end of the month, then they get a bill that's due and they had no idea they had spent that much.
Ruh-roh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're tracking. I like the comparison, like tracking the calories if we don't want to fail a diet. What are some key things to stick to? Let's say we've got the piece of paper, we're looking at receipts. Give us some practical ideas of how we do this whole thing.
Yeah, so as we're going through it, we're starting to see patterns. Are we going grocery shopping every day? If so, then we probably need to develop a meal plan and cut down the frequency of going to the store, because the more often we go to the store, the more we're going to spend.
We're eating out with the groceries in the car, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That too. And number one, we can't spend more than we make in a month. So we need to make sure that the bottom line adds up. And as we see expenses going towards things that we don't feel are that important, then those are the first things we start to cut back. So even if the bottom line does add up, but we need to have a little extra money to pay down debt or to build an emergency fund or whatever it is we're trying to accomplish, then what we've done is identified where our money's going. So now let's look at and categorize what are the things that really don't matter to us, because ultimately we're going to be more satisfied if we can direct our money to the things we truly care about. And let's look at it. Let's identify what we are spending money on that we don't really care that much about, and let's eliminate those expenses.
Brad, talk a little bit, too, about, if you would, maybe the comparison between using cash versus a debit card, because I know that debit card is a big convenience for a lot of us, and that's where I can get into trouble if I'm not careful, whereas if I'm carrying cash, I realize, oh, I'm about to hit the end of this. I had better slow down.
It's that exact same philosophy as I said with tracking your spending. You got to face reality. And anytime we have a card to swipe, it's almost like it's not real. You know, we can look at our bank balance and see that it's going down, but when cash is truly in our hand, it's real, and we can't go beyond what we've got available to us. And unfortunately, even debit cards allow you to spend more than what you have in there, and then they charge you some pretty big fees for doing so, but there's always an option to go beyond. So whether it's credit card or debit card, if you're really struggling with spending, some people I will cut all the way back and suggest that they only go to cash for a while just to develop that discipline of not spending more than they should.
So, Brad, let's we call it a budget, a good budget or a good spending plan, because whether it's a budget or not, we are spending. How do we not fail? Should we have a little bit of fun in there? Because sometimes I think in life, even on a diet, if things are too restrictive, we're headed for failure.
You're exactly right there. If you know, just like you compared it to a diet, I love to compare budgeting to dieting, because if we cut out everything good, we're not going to stick with it very long. So that's why, number one, I like to start people off with just tracking what you're doing now. Let's not try to change life and create this fictitious box of amounts of money that we're going to spend in different categories without knowing where our money's currently going. So I think as long as we can start by keeping our current lifestyle in place as much as possible and then cutting out the negative or the waste, that allows us to obviously have more enjoyment. And then as we're cutting out that waste, let's use that money for the things that we enjoy or the things that we want to accomplish that are positive. So it can be things like saving up for vacations or doing fun things with the family. Let's make sure we're using the money for the things that we truly value and not just flushing it down the drain, because nobody gets enjoyment out of that. And at the end of the day, that's when the big credit card bills come in and they cause a lot of stress. And ultimately, when we get our financial life in order, there should be a lot more enjoyment out of life, because it should allow us to be more content with the things that we have. It should reduce marital stress. So if you're married, just the stress between husband and wife of, you know, who spent what and why money's so tight. And as we start to get debt off of our back and start to be able to build some reserves for those unexpected moments, then that obviously adds some enjoyment. And then the last thing that people often overlook is it allows you to be generous. So you'll have that margin in your budget to be able to finally give the way you wanted to give and to be generous to other people. And we ultimately find a lot of contentment and joy in being able to help other people and to give.
Brad, for people that may be wanting to switch over to just cash and realizing, hey, you know, I get out of control with my debit card, I see that, and I really do want the debt off my back and I want to be more responsible, is there a percentage that you would recommend? Because it can still be easy to just say, oh, I ran out of cash, I'm just going to take this debit card down to the bank and I'm going to take some more money out. And that's not always wise either.
Yeah, I can't really tell you a percentage, because it's going to depend so much on what your family looks like. What I like to do is break expenses into categories, and maybe things like groceries or eating out or some of those things that are more discretionary spending, use cash for those specific categories and not give yourself the option to use credit card or other options. It's just when the money runs out in that category, then we're just going to have to make do with what we got.
Well, that's all good advice, man. I like I said, I wish I would have run into you, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago.
Could have saved myself a lot of heartache. Yeah, that's right. Saved yourself some cash, Brad.
I could have gotten Linda a car for Christmas by now, for crying out loud.
That's right. With cash paid. So basically, you know, we look ahead and we want to be good stewards of the provisions the Lord's blessed us with. A good budget, good spending plan. We want to make sure it's realistic, that everyone will buy into. Right, Brad?
Absolutely.